It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and just so good to be coming to you today with a fresh word from the Lord. I call this fresh oil because in Psalm 92 and verse 10, David says, I have been anointed with fresh oil. And I believe God needs to give us fresh oil each and every day. Yesterday's touch doesn't do it for me today. I need a fresh touch from God each day. That's why we all need to take time each and every day to just open up the Word of God and let Him speak to us. To have some time alone where we pray and have some quiet time each and every morning. And God gives us that fresh touch, that fresh oil. In Psalm 121, I was just reading this afternoon, and David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Maybe you're thinking today, where does my help come from? Are you in need of help today? I think all of us, no matter how good we have it in life, at some time or another, we find ourselves just needing help. We need something special from God. We need an extra touch of encouragement or strength. David said, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. You know, you're going to meet a lot of good people in this life. I've had people over the last few decades that have so touched my life and encouraged me and been a blessing to me. But there come some times when you find yourself alone, when you find yourself in need of something that a brother or a sister, a friend, a loved one, they can't meet that need that's in your life. Only God can meet that need. And that's where the psalmist here said, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I think he reminds us here, not only are we to look to God for our help as the source of our help, but then he reminds us of God's abilities. He made the heavens and he made the earth. Is there anything too hard for God to do? He goes on and says, he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. See, God watches over our steps. He's not going to let our foot slip. And then it says, he who watches over you will not slumber. You don't have to worry about God falling asleep while you're trying to tell him what you're going through. He doesn't slumber, my friend. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. I'm a big fan of Israel. I've been to Israel 31 times leading Holy Land tours, and I was scheduled to go last year, and October 7th happened, and it caused us to have to put off the plans and postpone my trip. But I like the fact that it's God who watches over Israel. He watches over them, and no matter what terrorists or anyone comes against that nation, God is the one that's looking out for them. And you know what, friend? We're grafted in the family. We now have become a part of Israel as we've received Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Now the church is made up of Jew, Gentile, bond or free, male and female. And God, who watches over Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep. And in verse 5, the psalmist said, the Lord watches over you. Whatever you're going through today, you may be thinking, wow, Keith, I don't think God knows what's going on in my life, or this wouldn't be happening to me. Friend, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. I love Psalm 91. Psalm 91 reminds us that he that dwells in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And this was so important as we went through the pandemic just a few years ago. When people were freaking out and all upset and all worried that we're all going to die, it was God who was watching over us. And he didn't slumber and he didn't sleep. And then he said in verse 7, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. When I became a father, it gave me a whole new sense of purpose because I realized that my children were counting on me. I realized that if they were going to have food in their belly, I was going to have to provide that food. If they were going to be cared for and nurtured, it would be up to me and their mom to take care of them. Can I tell you something today? You're in God's family. He's watching over you. He knows your needs, the Bible says, even before we ask. He who watches over you is not going to slumber, and he's not going to sleep. This particular psalm is what they call a song of ascent. This is one of the psalms that they would recite and sing as they were going up to the Temple Mount on the holy days, on the special feast days. The next one, Psalm 122, said, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. Boy, you realize that when you get there. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord, according to the statute given to Israel. And then in verse 5, he goes on and says, there, speaking of Jerusalem, the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. And then this beautiful verse, verse 6, in Hebrew, it's Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. I believe the King James translation says, they that love you shall prosper. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. Friend, you know God exhorts us here to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Maybe you've never understood the connection we as Christians have with the Jewish people and Jerusalem and Israel. We have a connection with them. The Bible says that if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You know, it's a very turbulent time right now in Israel with Hezbollah and Hamas being at war with Israel. And we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible exhorts us that. In verse 7, he says, may there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. We began today by reading in Psalm 121 where David said, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I believe today, friend, that some of you are listening today, and if you were honest, you would say, Keith, I'm really in need of some help today. Maybe you're going through a physical battle. Maybe the doctors have given you a diagnosis and you just don't know how to handle it. And maybe you're just dealing with more than you can handle at the moment. Maybe your marriage is in trouble. Maybe you're not communicating with your spouse, and you'd say, Keith, I just really need some emotional help today. Maybe you're just struggling with wondering if God is really on your side. But you know what, friend? God ordained for you to be listening to this program today. Every time I set to teach Fresh Oil, I'm always reminded that somebody is going to be listening today who really needs to hear from God. And I always pray, God, please make it today where I speak a word that will be fresh oil to the person listening today. A word that someone desperately needs to hear, let it be there. I want to tell you today that there's no problem that's too big for God. There's no mountain too high that He can't help you get up that mountain. There's no valley too deep that God won't be right there with you, helping you to get through the valley you're facing. And friend, today, God just is reminding you of His everlasting love that He gave His Son, His only Son, so that you won't perish, but have everlasting life. In the 9th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, it says in verse 18, while He was saying this, a ruler came and knelt before Him and said, my daughter has just died. I can't imagine anything more tragic in your life than having your child die. I can't even begin to fathom how horrible that would be. This guy comes to Jesus, and he's a ruler. He's not just an ordinary guy. He's one who has authority. But he comes to Jesus, and he submits to him and says, Lord, my daughter has just died. But come and put your hand on her, and she will live. Talk about faith. He had enough faith in Jesus to know that with a simple touch, Jesus could bring his daughter back to life again. Just put your hand on her and she will live. And the Bible says in verse 19, Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. I love the fact that Jesus was touched by common, ordinary people, and he was touched by this ruler. He's no respecter of persons. It doesn't matter whether you're wealthy or poor, whether everyone knows your name or no one does. God is still concerned about you, and he loves you, friend. Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Now look at verse 20. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. You talk about faith. This woman just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. You see, Jesus wore this prayer shawl, and at the hem of that prayer shawl were these tzitzits, these little strings that would be attached. And this woman said, if I can just touch that hem, if I can just touch the tzitzits of his prayer shawl, I will be healed. That's faith, friend. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, he said. Your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. I think sometimes we just don't realize that Jesus has already paid the cost for everything we'll ever need in this life. He just wants us to have faith. He just wants us to believe in him. He didn't have to even touch this woman. She had faith that if she just touched the hem of his garment, she was close enough to the proximity of the anointing and she would be healed. And you know what, friend? Her faith made her whole. Jesus told her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. You see, I just believe God wants us to stand on his word, believe his promises, trust in what Jesus did for you, and the finished work of Calvary not only paid for my sins, but it also paid for my healing. It paid for my provision that my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. This little lady was made whole. Jesus turned and saw her. Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you. And the woman was healed from that moment. Now, could you imagine being this ruler who came saying, my daughter's died and I need you to just come and touch her and she'll get up again? He must have been thinking, this lady's interrupting my parade. This is my time, and here she is interrupting. But the Bible said in verse 23, when Jesus entered the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd, he said, go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. Imagine that. They have the band there to play, and as they're mourning, it was their way of doing things. Jesus comes in and says, hey, take your music somewhere else. She's not dead. She's just sleeping. Now, maybe you would say, well, Keith, the father told Jesus that the girl was dead. She was dead. Why did he say that? Because even though she was dead in the natural, Jesus knew that she was going to come alive again, that he was going to raise her from the dead. Now, look what it says in verse 25 in closing today. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region. I guess so. Can you imagine Jesus walking in the room? They're having the funeral procession. They're playing all the music. And Jesus just says, you guys get out of here. I've got work to do. I'm praying today God will meet you right where you are. He loves you, friend. He really does.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.